Okay, Mark, have you ever been called ungrateful?
I really hope not. I mean, not that I can think of, at least not to my face.
At least not to your face. Well, if you ever have, not to your face, it turns out you can do something about it. New research from the Great Good Science Center at UC Berkeley proves that you can actually train your brain in gratitude.
Like your physical brain? Like exactly. The actual thing inside your head?
Exactly. So I know it sounds a little crazy, but that is what Christina Carnes, a research associate in psychology at the University of Oregon, found in her latest research. She says, look around the world and it might seem like gratitude is this really self-serving emotion. Like the whole point of doing something good is to congratulate yourself, but it's not that simple. And I spoke with her more about this via Skype.
Studies on gratitude go back thousands of years in philosophy, even. Gratitude is discussed as a moral emotion. And that kind of makes sense when we think about someone ungrateful. That's a very negative and judgmental term we might apply to someone. And so what does that mean? What is immoral about being ungrateful?
So you're talking about gratitude in a sense that it's not necessarily about the way it makes you feel, but it's about the actual effect you can have on others?
It's both, and that's what makes it really cool. With gratitude, we're recognizing that someone else did something for us with our well-being in mind. And so it's a social emotion. It's a social exchange. We feel thankful for what they did for us because they care or saw a need. Mm-hmm. And the final part of gratitude is that expression of gratitude. So saying thank you, we write thank you notes and don't think about it, but it's an important part of closing that loop to go ahead and express that you feel thankful.
Yeah. So how did you go about studying this in a scientific way, studying this exchange like you're talking about here?
So I've always been interested in neuroplasticity. For gratitude, my hypothesis was that it would depend on systems in the brain that are plastic over a lot longer period of time in development. So relying on prefrontal cortex, social processing systems, these systems develop later. And so wouldn't it be interesting to find out if some of these more complex social and moral emotions could be changed with different kinds of practices?
So you recruited some volunteers to this study, and it has multiple parts, but you started right with a kind of getting them to assess themselves?
Yeah, so they report how grateful or generous they tend to be with a standardized set of questionnaires. Then we put them into the MRI scanner and have them do a task about giving. So that task involves transfers of money to their own account or to the account of a charity. And we can look at how the brain responds to those transfers.
Was it really real money to their own accounts or to a charity?
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay. So you're getting real responses. Okay.
Yes. So they're observing a computer make those transfers. Sometimes they get to choose whether they donate or keep the money, and other times the computer decides. And then we can see how their brain responds to that transfer.
Okay.
So that's sort of step one, is to say what parts of the brain support gratitude and are they the same that support giving?
Right. Okay. And then you moved on to this second step where you sort of had them write about what they think about gratitude, basically.
That's right. So the second step was to take half the participants and assign them to one condition and the other half to another. And we did that with a flip of a coin. So it's totally random. And the average starting point of generosity or gratitude in the two groups was the same. So group one journals about gratitude for 3 weeks every night. And group two journals about other interesting day-to-day engaging thoughts or events, but those aren't necessarily gratitude related. And so we're assigning one group to practice gratitude for those 3 weeks. And then at the end of those 3 weeks, we can see if their brain's response has changed.
What did you find?
Well, we found that the part of the brain called the ventromedial prefrontal cortex in the frontal lobes, and this area was a part of the brain that was particularly responsive to giving in our more generous people at the beginning of the experiment. Hmm. And the same part of the brain is what seemed to change after they practiced gratitude for 3 weeks. So after the gratitude practice, the participants had a brain that was more giving.
Like physically?
Yeah. So essentially, practicing gratitude shifted the value of giving versus receiving in this deep frontal part of the brain.
Wow.
So, and you get sort of paid by this region in the neural currency of reward, I suppose, that it is involved in the release of neurochemicals that signal pleasure or goal attainment. And so taking time to practice gratitude made giving more rewarding for these participants.
Wow. So you've basically proven that you can become a more grateful person if you practice.
Yeah, you can. And so it's neat that these people were practicing gratitude, not giving, right? For those 3 weeks. They were journaling about things they're grateful for and what other people had done for them. And that seemed to translate to this brain change where now the brain is looking, it's acting, it's responding in a more charitable and giving way. So it establishes a link between gratitude and altruism or giving that's a little bit more concrete. It shows us that the same parts of the brain are supporting both of these things and that practicing one, gratitude, can lead to change in the other, like altruism.
Okay. So what would you like done with this research? What do you want people to take away from this?
Well, I think it's taking a step back. We need a society that's more kind and giving, right? That's a good thing for human beings. So what this study demonstrates is that gratitude is one way to actually reinforce that act of giving, being altruistic, being kind. And so I think if people increased the amount of time they spent thinking about being grateful, it could lead to changes that are good for them, but also good for society.
All right. Yeah, that's a nice thought, especially this time of year.
Yeah.
All right. Dr. Christina Carnes is a research associate in psychology and the Center for Brain Injury Research and Training. She's also the director of the Emotions and Neuroplasticity Project at the University of Oregon. Christina, thank you so much for joining us to walk us through this today.
Thank you, Lauren.